Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
This is Jerry, the Pacemaker, bringing us back. Jerry with the G. Seven till I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jim with a J. We got Rick with an R here. Rick Maurer is our good friend and our guest, our longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance. Also, Why Don't You Want What I Want? My favorite book. And Rick, tell us how we can find you online and find your books too, please.
Sure thing. It's very simple. Just www.rickmaurer.com, and Maurer is M-A-U-R-E-R.
Yeah. So check that out. And the books are available wherever books are sold. The Beyond the Wall of Resistance out in the revised edition, and you won't regret it, folks. The things that we talk about, Rick, when you join us, are the things that really it could be low hanging fruit for a lot of small businesses. I mean, we all know how to operate our business. We know how to buy cheap, buy low and sell high. You know, we know how to take care of customers and buy our, we know our industry, we know our products, we're good technicians of what we do, et cetera, et cetera. Not that we're perfect, but a lot of times the big problem that small business owners have is getting out of their own way. And that includes trying to make something happen and doing it the wrong way, making the wrong approach, using the wrong language, talking to this person one way and another person the other way, and both of them wrong. It's important to step back, to get your head out of the trenches, to get your do a little orbiting above your business, and observe what's going on as if it's an experiment, and then try things, try different things, and that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's funny you use the word experiment. It's a big part of this gestalt approach, and when we use experiment, we mean that you do something that one of our colleagues called a safe emergency, where you can try something out, and if it fails, you learn from it, mm-hmm. as opposed to you've got to hide your mistakes. I mean, so an experiment isn't building a new plant.
Right.
I mean, an experiment is testing the waters somewhere and saying, so what's the reaction I got? How did that go?
Right.
And
successfully identifying, as Edison said, successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yes, yes. And if there's too much on the line, we don't want to look at that failure. We want to get it behind us, and so we can't learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big problem.
Well, a way of doing that would be instead of saying to an employee, a key employee that you're going to need if you're going to make changes, if you're going to lead change, instead of saying I want to do this way from now on, you might say something like, what would happen? What would you think if we turn this thing upside down and paint it purple? Would that be crazy? You know, somehow approaching it from that standpoint. What do you think, Rick?
Well, I do. If you are willing to hear what that other person says or that team says, great. That's a wonderful thing to do. But if your mind is already made up and there's just no way you're going to back down, then I wouldn't be coy about it. I would say it. Because if you're not willing to be influenced, don't act like you're.
But isn't that? But isn't that not the opposite of getting out of your own way?
Well, it is. It would be a better approach, but there are some people who just don't want to do that. I'm the boss. I'm the owner. I build it up from scratch. And no,
aren't those people in museums now? Tyrannosaurus Rex, that kind of thing.
It's tougher. It's
in the 21st century. They're making museums for them now, aren't they?
They are. But I'll tell you, I would rather work for somebody who was straightforward about their approach is my way or the highway. Than the person who's acting as if they read Rick Maurer's book.
Well, yeah. I mean, being disingenuous is not good, but being intractable is also not good.
Right, it's not. And a better approach, when people actually ask for my advice or your advice, is to do exactly what you're saying. Say, hey, I'm thinking about this. What do you think? And it's one. it might be a good idea, and it's just suddenly become a better idea, or it's become an idea that other people go, yeah. And them saying yeah means there's some interest there rather than, yeah, whatever you say, boss.
But it also might give them an opportunity to take ownership and run with it.
Yes.
And that makes
exactly.
That means you don't have to keep driving it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, give us the website again, please.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer.com.
And the books are called Beyond the Wall of Resistance and Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick, thanks for being here. Always great to have you here.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Jim.
Come back again real soon.
Sure, thanks.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. The R sounds like a W in the middle there. He'll be back. I will be too, but not till the next hour. I got to go take a quick break. Got to sell some stuff. You guys got to get a little bit of the news. But don't go away. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.